traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You may have noticed it at the gas pump. Prices have been steadily going up over the last couple of weeks.
AAA says the average cost per gallon in California statewide is $5. Nationally, it's about $3.50.
And here in the Bay Area, it's even higher. $5.06 in San Francisco for a gallon of regular unleaded. $4.95 in Oakland and $4.91 in San Jose. All of these prices up even from just one day ago. NBC Bay Area's Damon Trujillo looks into the possible reason for the recent spike and what we can expect in the weeks ahead.
AAA says gas is up by a quarter per gallon from where it was 1 month ago, but nobody is hitting the panic button yet as the state keeps an eye on the market. It can be a shock for many, almost $100 to fill Alejandro Valdez's Jeep, but today he took it in stride.
Yeah, the price is going up, but prices for everything's going up.
AAA says the price per gallon is only slightly higher than where it was at this time last year. But in many areas, like at this San Jose Chevron, it's already above $5 per gallon.
I don't know if it's maybe too high still. I'm hoping it's going to go down.
This interactive map on the AAA website lets you scroll from county to county to compare prices. Gas Buddy, a market research app, says prices in California might still inch higher because the state is already transitioning into the cleaner summer blend, which is more expensive. The hope is refineries also keep pace with the increase in demand during the spring and summer.
Refineries generally carry out seasonal maintenance before the start of the summer driving season so that they can meet production and demand levels during the summer.
The California Energy Commission has a new watchdog division that looks into possible price gouging at the pump. However, Gas Buddy doesn't think there's any gouging taking place right now, just the California market adapting to the increase in demand and the use of cleaner gas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My name is Wayne Dupree. We are back. And the Godfather Conservative Radio is off of assignment and is back in the seat.
I'm back. We're just going to take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
The Godfather Conservative Radio is Hutch Bailey Jr.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just glad to be here. Glad to be here.
And the Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robbins.
Happy Taco Tuesday, everybody. Don't forget to give us a like, comment, and a share.
Before we move on, everybody knows the Baltimore Key Bridge looked like a Lego set this morning. They were saying that the power went out of the boat. Somebody on social media is like, or did they just shut off the lights and just rammed it? Which is, which is something. I mean, you know, but it said that power went out. I got a video. I want y'all to take a look at it. Yeah, I know. I just found it on YouTube, y'all. Wow. So glad that these bridges have cameras. I want you to take a look at this particular. Take a look at the boat, and you tell me. This is a Key Bridge this morning. The lights are out. Lights, some lights on, and lights go out again. Lights on. Straight to
the support call. At,
yep. Lights are on. Damn. Now lights are off.
I'll tell you the tragedy about that. There was workers on that bridge working on it.
Heck yeah.
Damn.
It's just remarkable to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You know, the thing that bothered me too, 9 a.m. Central, the FBI comes out and says, oh, it looks like it was just an accident. There's no link to terrorism or anything. It's like that happened 6 hours ago. How could you even make that?
I mean, and the thing that I got out of it was I started thinking about Miles, because the first report I heard came from the United States Cyber Command.
Yep.
Why is the Cyber Command worrying about a boat?
Right.
Well, of all the potential things, we've talked about cyber attacks. We've talked about how all the systems on these infrastructures.
And the ports, too.
And the ports. You could just have human error where you could just have. It sounds like the pilot, there's some issues with the boat captain or whatever their title is. And. But immediately the FBI comes out, nothing to see here, folks. And I'm like, man, just tell us we're investigating. Don't, you know.
How's the current in the Patapsco River, Wayne? Is it real strong?
No.
Because that freaking ship is moving fast.
It was moving fast. You saw that too, right? I mean.
And they said that it could have, when they say lost the power, they're talking a couple different things. One of the things they're talking about is the power between the engine and the propellers. And they're trying to say that they did, it wasn't under command, as they call it, that it was floating at the behest of the current and the wind.
No. First off, it wasn't windy like that.
That's going way too fast, man. I think
it is. Yeah. It's going. I mean,
and that's a giant ship, by the way.
It's a way giant ship. And as a matter of fact, you know what? I can understand if it drifted, but that should. That should be at least way in the middle, not close to this.
It looks like he's steering it right into the support column.
He turned right into it at the end.
He should be doing everything he can to turn it away from that, because that ship will fit under that bridge.
Yep. Why not turn it toward the middle of the bridge, which is the highest point? I mean, it's not a car. I mean, if the captain or whoever thought it was a car and you could turn it into the tree, you know, he could have went straight toward the middle, missed everything, and just drifted out into the water. But for some reason, I guess he thought it was like, you know, you turn it against, hit the column, and then your boat will stop.
That's 110,000 tons on there. That's one of the heaviest ships. I mean, that thing's loaded. Like six rows high with containers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Full containers.
And I mean, that bridge going down.
Yeah, look.
That shuts down the 13th largest port in America, too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yep.
And I ordered a radio from Korea, and I think it was on that boat. Because my tracking number, that sucker left Great Britain like 6 days ago.
Well,
I'm trying to see if any cars. I'm trying to see if any cars. Okay, there you go. Right there, right there.
Uh-oh. Well, we're morbid. This ain't
right. I know, right?
Everybody's waiting.
Has Pete Buttigieg come out and blamed it on racism yet or climate change?
He hadn't said anything. He's probably letting his baby suck his chest. Listen,
yuck.
With this, It was created in 1972. Oh, yeah. T-Bridge was created in 1972. So I kept saying all these decades, and look, they built it high and they built it wide, okay? They built it high, they built it wide. Even if you were going to drift, they gave you a lot of space across that middle part to go under the bridge. There's no excuse. Okay. I don't care. I don't care what the government, I mean, and if you watch the show, we really don't give a good goddamn about the government. So, and Jay, you're talking about the FBI. Look, it's the Oswald situation. Somebody shot Kennedy, and 2 hours later they had Oswald's bio and everything, and you know, he did it. It was from the thing. They had the bullets, they had the gun, they had everything, you know.
Went to Russia.
Yeah, they had everything.
Hands off.
They even had a photo of the sun one way and the shadow the other way, and everybody was like, Yep, that's him. That, you know, so it's the Oswald effect. You know, if the media can get it out, or the government can get it out as fast as it can, and this is why people are asleep. If they can get it out as fast as they can, that's the story.
And, you know, I'll give you something, a comparison to where we are. This is the kind of stuff that the Soviet Union media used to put out. Mm. And nobody in the entire Soviet Union believed a damn word of it. Right. And that's where we are today. When they come out and they say, undoubtedly, Marco Rubio from the Senate Intelligence Committee comes out and says the attack in Russia was done by ISIS-K. You know for a fact that ISIS didn't do it.
Right.
And that's a damn shame that's where we are. Because it is
like the 2020 election, when they declared it the most secure election ever in less time than it took to count all the ballots. It's like, wait a second. It took 12 days to count the ballots and to say everything's on the up and up.
And no court across the entire country is going to look at it.
Right.
You know, we were briefly talking about yesterday. I wanted to spend a little bit of time more on it today about the World War III scenario. Hmm. But I took a look at the video again. And those boys, I don't know if anybody saw the boys' faces, those three guys' faces that did the shooting. I don't know what he saw, it because what I saw, the video that I saw, the faces were covered up, you know, blurred out. Now, I don't know if y'all saw it, but with the blur.
Swollen marks on her face. I seen that.
After. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about while they were streaming, their faces were blurred out.
Got it.
And I think they were blurred out because they looked Ukrainian.
That's another thing. There's not a single person in Russia that believes it was ISIS.
Yeah, right.
They know it. As a matter of fact, they already started rocketing Ukraine.
Yeah.
They took out their whole intelligence building down to the ground with a hypersonic missile.
Me and Jason are like, look, I know we keep saying this for our audience, and we're really saying it for the naysayers. We're not praising Putin.
No,
but he has got to be one of the most patient. I mean, for a superpower to be poked as much as he is right now, and he not light something up with a nuclear something.
It ain't done yet.
Okay. Well,
I'll tell you, and here's what I mean. Remember how we were after 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Russia is right now.
Right.
Those people are screaming for blood, and I don't blame them. Yeah. They're screaming for blood, and it's not going to be ISIS. You know who captured those people? Chechenian Muslim security officers.
Who
captured those people going into getting ready to go over into Ukraine. And they would have been hailed as a hero on the other side.
I read that this morning, you know, and,
Here's the bad part, and then I'll shut up, but here's the bad part. Our intelligence agencies aren't even good anymore.
I know. Oh, wow. Yeah, I knew that.
They're not
I
even knew good that. Anymore.
Yeah.
We figure them out within 5 minutes.
Yep.
And we're not the only ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's funny is how stupid so many people are. I mean, People are going to, oh, the FBI said the bridge, it was an accident. Oh, okay. In 5 hours when they haven't even been on the ship yet. Are you a moron? Can we at least wait 2 days before they lie to us?
We've got a country full of morons.
Right.
It's a shame. I mean, look at NBC News. NBC News is in public being mad that they're going to have to share a stage with a Republican.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Think of that. How do you watch that anymore? If you're really objective.
Well, they kicked her off too. I mean,
yeah.
They said,
yeah.
Chuck Todd and Mika and all of them, they're just, they're showing who they are. There's a lot of that going on right now. That's like one of the only good things going on right now is the truth being told.
Well, what I like about the Rona situation is if you're a Republican and you have any doubts, even if you're just a little wishy-washy Republican, they are not going to, there is no peace with these people. Like Rona was pretty squishy. You know,
she she wasn't squishy. She was literally traitorous.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She was not a hardcore MAGA anything. No, and she tried to take her, you know, all these Republicans say, okay, I'm going to go take my CNN job and, or my MSNBC job. That's and awesome. They said, oh, no, you ain't.
You know, and Chuck Todd sits up there and says, well, is it her contract? What is she going to, what about her credibility? What about Michael Steele, Chuck?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. They, look, and Nicole Adam Wallace.
King. Yeah.
What about her?
Exactly. I mean, and Navarro.
Y'all have accepted RNC chairman and RNC voices and Republican voices all the time. No matter what they said. And I mean, you know what? Maybe they're paying her more than what Chuck Todd is getting.
And what's funny is their reason is she's an election denier. That's the reason. Yeah. Like, this is our credibility. But every one of those shows has had Stacey Abrams on 3 dozen times and let her on the air say, I'm the duly elected governor of Georgia. And they just keep bringing Stacey Abrams on, but you won't let Rona be on.
I think the mayor of Baltimore is going to probably call you, Wayne, because I saw him earlier and he was begging the correspondent to quit playing that loop.
Nope. Nope. Because the more you look at it, the more crazy it looks. Is, I mean, it's like,
it's a right now thing too, but it didn't take 10 seconds. That's going to mess shipping up. That's going to shut that river down until they get all that stuff out of the water.
That's
going to be a heck of a job too, man.
And the traffic around 695 and 95 is going to be hectic too. Because
that's the beltway, right? I mean, that's the
Yep. Exactly.
Interstate. So the bypass.
And what's crazy, I woke up at least less than 30 minutes after this had happened. I woke up for no apparent reason. I was like, huh. Okay. And with us, we look at the news or we look at our phones or whatnot. I saw Key Bridge collapse. And if you listen to, in this area, if you listen to the news and you listen to the traffic and stuff, they're always talking about Key Bridge. They're always talking about Key Bridge first thing in the morning. So I was like, this can't be happening. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I dreaming? Key Bridge collapse?
Yeah.
You know, and then when I saw the video, I was like, oh my God, the whole thing went down. Not just a little, the whole thing went down.
I know.
You know?
That little bridge in Pittsburgh went, one little piece fell out. This whole doggone thing went into the river.
Right?
That's a deep river, too.
I can't wait to talk to the guys about P. Diddy and fleeing the country or whatever's going on there. And then I'm like,
I think that was distraction number one.
Well, it was funny because that was my final thought yesterday is things are getting too wild. Be ready for a big distraction. And then I saw the Puff Daddy story last night and I'm like, oh, there it is. Like there it
is. I said the same thing.
But you know, it's crazy. Somebody said, they did the same thing to Trump. I said, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, they did that to Trump in Florida. they didn't go to multiple Trump homes at the same time. You know, I mean, they went to Miami and California at the same time. I'm surprised they didn't stop him from getting on the plane, though. I mean, that, you know, the FBI knows your whereabouts, or they would know your whereabouts if they at your house, at both houses at the same time. Check 210, 210, 1110 on the East Coast. I mean, 1110 on the West Coast, 210 on the, go. Now, we did see video of Puff or P. Diddy walking outside in a loop. You know, right. He's kind of worried, you know. I would be worried too, because that's the investigative division of DHS. And like it's not funny. Like I heard somebody say, they don't do that by accident. No. What happened to him yesterday? See, they got something on you, boy.
I think something got people have to do though. People have, because this bothers me because I live in Pittsburgh, right? And sports make the headlines all the time here and make breaking news. You got to be able to separate. We got to get serious as a country, man. We got to get serious and focused. And there are things that can end our nation going on right now. And then there's entertainment. And then there's sports. We have to be able to separate those. There's only 24 hours in the day, and we're asleep for some of it. So we only got this limited amount of time to focus on what's important. And I'm sorry, but P. Diddy and the Steelers is not important to me. It's entertainment when I have time, but World War III is important to me. The immigration disaster is important to me. That's going to cause stuff to happen. You're going to see what these Democrats and these rhinos have done, because make no mistake, the Republican Party in the House and the Senate paid for all of this. They could have stopped it all, and they didn't. They decided to go and fund it. Tom Cotton funded it, and then he came out on TV yesterday saying how bad the border was. I'm sorry, Tom, you don't get to do that anymore. You paid for it. It was your signature on there. We got to worry about that. They've turned the United States into Israel. You're going to see something like happened in Russia happen here. I mean, it's going to happen. It's impossible not to happen. We've got killers we let in here. Stone cold killers. I don't like saying that, but I mean, if you can, please carry.
You know, in watching what happened again to the Moscow concert, I was talking with my barber this morning. They're like, imagine we're talking right now. You know, and we're going to do the show. And then right after the show, I got a concert at in downtown Baltimore. We have to go over Key Bridge. And, we're going to go down there and I'm going to hang out and stuff. Okay, Wayne, have a great time. At 9 o'clock tonight, you're like, Key Bridge is falling. Like, didn't Wayne say he was? Come to find out, and the jury's still out, but those people just walked in.
Yeah.
You didn't see nobody around there. They just walked in and they walked into the place and started shooting.
Yes.
They screwed up. They were supposed to be killed. They weren't supposed to live. That's why I said carry, because if that happened, you're exactly right on their MO. They just stroll in there and boom, boom. Why do you think they pick gun-free zones? Boom, right. Boom, boom. But if you're armed, now you got three guys with an AK-47 and you got a pistol, you're probably not going to win.
Right.
But if you engage them, you can slow them down and make them focus on you so more innocent people can escape. You might not make it, but you did the right thing.
Right. Right. Yeah.
We're there. That's where we are. Yeah. There's no cops coming. They're going to be outside like Uvalde.
Well, that's one of the interesting things, too, is we're putting together a piece for the Tribune where we're looking at how few police officers there are. And there was a day last week that Baltimore had like three police officers on.
Yeah.
And if you figure when this plane or when the bridge collapsed, it was in the middle of the night. when they have the lowest amount of police coverage too.
Who are those? Why do they look like our soldiers?
They were.
I gotta say, the interrogation videos they've released of these gentlemen are the way you interrogate people.
I'm telling, because no matter what Fox News says, Vladimir Putin knows who did it.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! You know,
and boys ain't got no fingernails left, but he knows who did it.
You know what? I said the same thing to my barber this morning. I was like, yeah, I don't think they got any toenails left, for real. I don't think they got any toenails left.
A couple of them might be wearing one shoe.
I was going to say the one dude who had his ear removed and fed to him. I'm like, okay, these guys aren't messing around.
See, yeah.
And he won't stop there. You got to remember back when they had that school held hostage by the Muslims about 10, 15 years ago. Putin's going to go in there. He's going to get them, and then he's going to get their whole families.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you something about. Well, first off, one of them was unconscious for the court. They beat him so bad.
That was hooked up to the battery.
They beat him so bad. How do you plead? No, but the video that you saw, that right there, plus on the inside, it looked like a military operation to me. That's just me. It might have been, that looked like a military style operation to me. And it made sense. Look at that. It made sense. Because that's a little cluster right there. It made sense that they would go back where they thought that they could get out, which is the hole in the fence or whatever it is going into Ukraine. So, you know, for him to come out and say, we didn't do it. Hutch, yesterday, me and Jay were talking about it. Like, wait a minute. So you blew up his bridge
on his birthday.
Bullshit about it.
On his birthday.
On his birthday, the pride of Putin, his bridge, you blew it up. You blew up both of the Nord Stream pipelines. You sent drones to the Kremlin in the night, and it hit like one of the domes or whatnot, or it was shot down. You publicly said that you were going to end up in Red Square fighting the war. But you ain't got nothing to do with this. Nothing.
And you know that their story, while the U.S. government is focused on the need to be fighting ISIS, the Russian government has another view of the recent shootings, terror in the Russian capital. The USA, Britain, and Ukraine are behind the terrorist attack in Crocus City Hall, the head of the Russian FSB, Alexander Bortnikov, said today in Moscow.
Uh-oh.
That's how bad or freaking whatever community you want to call it is. It didn't even take 24 hours.
Because
that's not a good thing, folks. That's not.
You know what? And here I go again. The Russian government has proven time and time again that if something happens in that country, it's country first.
Unlike before here. The people.
Before the people. Correct. Meaning that they, if they need to find out something, if somebody attacks them, they don't care what the people think. They're going to find out exactly what happened. Now, if they tell, now, stuff like this, then they'll go ahead and tell the Russian people, and then the Russian people will be ticked off. Over here, we're creating Disney films and Aesop fables about what's going on because they think that we are too dumb or too childlike to understand how to adapt and work out situations on our own. You know what I'm saying?
Our leaders are horrible. Just think back a few days when we had United States Army, National Guard, soldiers on the border, and they allowed those people to bum rush them, and not one person fired a shot. Not one person. We have got to stop being afraid to freaking open fire. We are under invasion.
I said that yesterday, didn't I? I was like, there was one way to really take that down, and I know it's going to make some people sick, but you got to show them. I mean, you got to show them. You do not run over American soldiers or American guards and stomp them and bum rush them to get into this country, because you will be met by force. You can be mad with me and mad with Hutch and mad with JR you want to, but there should have been some bullets.
They got to start
not in the air.
Well, and
not in the air is warning, because these people are running over American people.
Well, and all these folks were released. Like, that's what blows me away. They process, and then they turn them loose in America. Here's your cell phone, and here's your gift card, and here's your hotel.
Can you imagine being poor, a poor American, like really poor American in Boston or something, and watching this in front of you?
Yep.
This is disgusting. This should end the Democrat Party in America.
Well, and did you guys see the president or whatever the title is of Mexico who came out and said, we're not going to take people back from Texas. Not going to slow these caravans down that are crossing Mexico until you meet our list of demands. Yep. And he had a list of demands for America saying, you need to give us $20 billion. You need to do this, do that. When on earth did Mexico get to dictate terms to America? I mean, are you kidding me? Like, dude, close your border. And we're not even talking Mexicans coming over. We're talking people coming from other countries. Hutch had to get his new headphones.
Isn't he?
I'm going to take my cat off of this table.
Cats cause more troubles. You got to get dogs.
Look.
Yeah, but you get a dog, you love him, and then you got to watch him die in front of you, man. I can't do that.
That was last week.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but cats, man. I mean,
they live forever.
I was going to say something. Or what does Hutch say? No, I'm not
going to say it. Talk about the real world, Hutch.
I ain't going to say it. But no, if I got one of those recliners that has the massage thing in it, right? So the cord is kind of thick, but it goes around the back. I was talking with my son the other day, and you know, I was like, yeah, let me turn this on. And I'm feeling the cord to get to the switch to do it. I'm feeling the cord, I'm starting to little bite marks in the cord. I was like, oh heck no. But I'm like, when does a cat do that? Because usually the cat is either on my lap sleep or the cat is gone. I'm like, that cat must be doing it while I'm asleep.
You know that little lever that you have on a chair that makes it go up and down and whatever? If you hear clicks, that's my cat down there hitting that lever.
Oh my God. We looped the key bridge for your viewing to let you see what happened. I just saw it today, or we just saw it today. To close out to put it to the side. How close now with everything? I heard that the United States just sent some new tanks over to Ukraine. These tanks look probably a little bit better than the ones that you were talking about, though. You were talking about that they were getting the MRAP or no?
Who, me? MRAP.
Yeah.
The M1. M1, M2, or eight, whatever A they're at now. I don't know. I've been out for a couple
of years. They got some new tanks, though.
The problem with the tanks is that way back when this started, when Angel was still on the show, I found some information that Russia has electronic measures supremacy. In other words, they control the electric sphere, like all the cell phones, everything. And they've got cameras up there, and they've got drones that anything that moves, it gets transmitted down to a missile battery and it gets blown up. You can't move on that battlefield. That's why it turned into a World War I style standoff, because people are hunkered down on both sides, because as soon as you move, the cameras see you and boom. So those tanks are worthless.
Well, and if you look on the Russian side, and I mean, I don't know armaments, but they laugh at all the high tech stuff we keep sending to these battlefields, because they're like, that stuff's great and it's fancy, but all that stuff breaks down. It can't get through the mud. Meanwhile, their stuff is built like a tank, where it's just, it's kind of low tech. It's designed for high volume. I mean, I was reading where some of the long artillery we have too, after X number of rounds, the barrels are warped and need to get replaced. Yeah,
it's all set up to make money. It's not set up to win wars. It's right. set up for Vindman to have to rebarrel that thing.
Yep. You know, yeah, meanwhile, the Russian artillery can pump out thousands of rounds before it needs maintenance.
And they've got a munitions industry there. Right. That's on full alert right now. They've got us smoked when it comes to that stuff. And I'll tell you, one of the things that was hit when they hit Kiev's Ukraine's security service building yesterday mm-hmm. was a mm-hmm. Patriot missile battery.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I heard they also took out a bunch of airfields that
I'm sure they're going to do a lot more too. That's just the beginning.
Yeah, those are all things.
That's foreplay right now.
And I'll tell you, this is all designed. Maybe it's not designed, but it's going to have the effect. We got to keep our politicians in check on this, because right. NATO is going to want to go in there, because they don't have to pay anything. We'll do everything. They want to go in there, and then they're going to, if we go in there, we are one incident away from a nuclear war, and you can guarantee the election will be canceled. And once we get on a war footing, conservative voices are dead.
Well, they already, a missile already went over into Poland, I think.
Over its airspace, yeah.
Yeah, it went in its airspace, and they're like, whoops, and they redirected it back. Sorry about that, guys.
I can't believe this cat's pulling my earphones off. Get out of here.
Oh my God. We started the show off with talking about the gas prices. Watch this.
Your candidate is most likely to slow down rising gas prices. President Joe Biden or former President Donald Trump? Trump or Biden?
Trump.
Trump?
Yeah.
Why so?
He'd done it before.
That's Sheldon Avery. That's
absolutely.
Why so?
Because when he was in presidency before, we didn't have all these issues with food prices and gas prices.
Wow, that was Pittsburgh, man.
It was Pittsburgh. You're right. Wow. Okay, great.
Tell us what they're paying at the gas pump will definitely influence how they will vote in the presidential election. Everyone who shared their opinions with Pittsburgh's Action News 4 want to see gas prices become a focal point in this year's presidential election. How much does that annoy you?
Oh, a lot. A lot, a lot. When things go up double compared to what it was last year, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. We got the resources in this country. Let's use them.
Yeah. Reports are that we are exporting more gas than any other country right now.
The shame is he already emptied the strategic reserve, so he can't do that for the election to bring the price down.
Right. Something happened in Michigan. You know how we were talking about how these illegals, well, we kind of predicted that the migrant situation, the illegal immigrant situation, is going to have a cause and effect before the election. Here's another situation.
Again, where an undocumented migrant is charged in the carjacking and also murder of a Michigan woman, 28-year-old Brandon Ortiz Veit, facing multiple charges, including homicide. Michigan police say he shot and killed Ruby Garcia on Friday. Garcia's sister led police to that suspect, who says she's originally from Mexico. She did not reveal how the victim and the suspect knew each other.
You know, I'm starting to believe that we aren't being told that these are MS-13 people that are killing these young ladies in, from America. So, and you remember that summer that New York had when the person was going out there and killing people?
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam, stuff like that.
Berkowitz.
People were afraid to go outside. And so it's almost, it's not to that point yet, but I can see it getting to that point unless Americans start fighting back. I can see it getting to the point where people are afraid to go outside because they don't know what type of purge is going on from these people that are coming across the border. And I know people can get out there and say, yeah, 8 million, 9 million. Dude, it has to be over 40 million. It has to be over 40 million in this country that are either illegal or has ties to illegals in this country. Because, as you know, there are anchor babies. So,
you know, shame of it is that our churches are helping to facilitate this.
Oh, yeah, because they think, you know.
They think it's the right thing to do or something. Yeah, it's not the right thing to do.
They think it's Christ-like, you know. Yeah. To help those that can't be helped, but they can be helped. Get them an application, send it back across, let them fill it out, come back to the checkpoint. Here's my paperwork. That's the easiest thing.
And as soon as we balance the budget, we'll start taking them in.
That's right. Well, I was told I can come back in. Well, we lied.
Yeah, it's time to get ruthless. It really is. I mean, if we continue, our country has morphed into a pretend country. You can't sit here and pretend that you let all these people in here and it's going to be America at the end of the day.
Right.
They're going to turn this place into Mexico.
Well, I thought the video Wayne was going to play from Michigan is there was a dude from Somalia who won a state government seat. And he gave his entire acceptance speech in Somali.
Yeah, and you want to know the bad part? It's not from Michigan. That was Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, Columbus. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And,
we've been there, Wayne.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he was going to further Somali interests. I mean, this is not an American. These people don't want to be part of America.
And that's what they're going to do. They're going to go and they're going to do just like other immigrants have done in the past. They're going to take over a town and then the mayor is going to be from that country. And then they're going to have a congressman from that country. It's the way it works. And we're so damn stupid. We let it happen. It's frustrating, man. It's frustrating.
Imagine 100 years from now when they write about the history of this time frame we're living in. Yeah, so first they let the gays get married and then they thought they could cut the pork and beans off and change sex. Then somebody thought it was a good idea to just open up the borders and let everybody in and then pay them for coming, put them up in a hotel room.
These kids that are 10 years old now are going to kill us.
Right?
Yeah. And the rise of wiener factories. You know,
the rise of wiener factories. Demise of a nation.
I was thinking too the other day. I was chatting with a younger person and they were complaining about how Trump was going to shut off Social Security, and I'm like, hey dude, like I'm not super worried about it because you're paying my Social Security, you know, like I'm paying for my folks' Social Security. You'll be paying for the boomer Social Security. Now you who ain't having no kids, you're in trouble, you know. And I'm like, how do you feel knowing that you're paying for my Social Security? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you clearly don't know how any of this works. Debt forgiveness for student loans, all these 20-somethings doing that? Like, well, that's your bill. I mean, a bunch of us will be dead before that ever comes to fruition. So you want to take on everybody's student loan? Good luck.
You know, and going back to that shooting in Moscow has killed over 140 people. Some of the survivors are talking about how they describe escaping the gunfire. Somebody was taking a camera, or somebody was taking a video that was way up at the top. And I was like, man, just lay down. Don't worry about the camera shot. Just lay down. You know, just, you know, because you didn't know how long those gunmen were going to be in there and whatnot. But again, the ones that they did capture and the ones right now that are giving up whatever they're giving up, just like you said, they may not have any fingernails or toenails, but Putin knows who did it. And
guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going into the weekend that he doesn't know. He knows who did it. And the intelligence officer just came out. You probably saw that on RT. You probably read that on RT because I just saw that on RT. RT is a great place to check out, y'all.
Actually, Czarism is where I got it from.
Czarism? I never heard of it.
They might have got it from RT too.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's right on the front. US, UK, Ukraine. Could be behind Moscow terror.
It's Russian letters underneath the caption.
Yeah.
Or the caption is in Russian, rather.
Zelensky just fired his security chief, by the way.
We got a fire, bro.
He just fired his security chief. And didn't give any reason for that decision.
Things are going to get so wild between now and November. I can't even imagine.
I know.
Well, you know,
just the number of things. If I would have told you 2 months ago, we'd be talking about P. Diddy and some pedo ring getting broken up. Weird.
With Prince Andrew or one of the princes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell if that's a distraction or if that's really.
And
I was most shocked they arrested somebody that wasn't at the Capitol on January 6th. I'm like, I didn't even know they did that anymore.
The whole freaking royal family got cancer.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, speak about that and then speak about the measles and the leprosy that's happening in Florida. The cases are rising like this. Leprosy. Man.
Somewhere, did somebody in a room say, yeah, go ahead, take that bridge out?
Right.
Did somebody do that? That's a big bridge, man.
I know. It's a big bridge. Exactly. And a big ship did it.
It had a big hole
that it could have went through, and it went for the barrier.
If you remember, that's the river that the freaking stevedores were trying to get dredged in the wire.
Yeah.
It all comes back to the wire. You know, and here's a question for you guys. So I was talking to the wife last night, and we're in the news all the time now, and you know, going through and seeing all this stuff. Was it always this crazy, or is this like, because 5-6 years ago I was a normie, I had a job, you know, I watched a little 6 o'clock news, and I see all this stuff coming out, and I'm like, this is just things have reached. And that's why I'm like, are we crazy?
I got to tell you a story, Jay, what happened to me on the weekend. I made a grave mistake this weekend.
Uh-oh.
I didn't have anything to do. That was the biggest mistake ever. I sat in front of that computer for 2 days, and when I came out of it, I was in manic depression.
Right.
I was about ready to quit I'm like, oh, God, I can't take this. It's that bad. No, it's not always been like this.
But, I mean, even as you go through, like, the top 100 stories you read today, every one of those should be, like, huge deals that everybody should be talking about. And I mean, it's like flooded the field right now. There's so many huge things going on. I mean, we didn't even talk about that omnibus bill they passed with the red flag law thing.
Like, they're coming after
your guns.
Yeah.
Like,
and they set it up right in Ron DeSantis's Florida.
Right.
And why not? He was 100% behind it.
That's right.
And for those that kept pushing Ron DeSantis, none of y'all that pushed him said anything about the red flag laws. And if you did, well, red flag laws are okay if you put somebody that you can trust behind
it. Common sense gun control.
No. Yeah.
No.
Shall not be infringed. Pretty clear language.
Once the government gets it, once the government says, don't worry, we'll take care of it, run for the hills. Because the government, not once, as long as I've been alive, and I think I can speak for them. Now, not once had the government put in something that really was for the American people or helped the American people.
No, they're just thieves. It's a den of thieves.
Exactly. You know, I mean, they might play on that idea that it's helping you, but it's really helping them.
I'll tell you, okay. I saw a guy named Burchett. I think he's from Kentucky or Tennessee. And he came out and spoke about the rhinos that voted for the bill, the omnibus mm-hmm. bill. Mm-hmm. He brought fire, man. He brought fire. I don't know if it means anything, but our Congress is corrupted, man. It's compromised. There is no Republican caucus or anything like that. Not when 25 Republican senators vote for an omnibus bill and then come out and bitch about Biden. That doesn't work. That doesn't work with me anymore.
Did you hear that AOC came out yesterday and said I would vote to keep in Mike
Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're totally.
I would vote to keep him in. Mm-hmm. But she said under one caveat though. One thing. Women's rights. Other than that,
what's that even mean?
Exactly. I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll get up there and be for women's rights. I mean, women have rights. She didn't really, and that's how the Democrats do. They talk about abortion and stuff, and then they slip it under women's rights. But for the most part, what I really didn't know or really didn't think of, Jay was like, they're trying to get the Congress to a point that the Democrats are in charge,
and they're because
the election, even if you think about it, even if you elect new people in November, they don't take effect until January.
After the election certified.
After the election. So if they want to stop or they decide that they ain't going to certify Trump, the new people ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the people that are in there right now that meet on January 5th or January 6th to certify. That's the old Congress, not the new one, the old one. That's what they're trying to get to right now. And honestly,
they're going to get there. They're going to get there in the Senate too.
I was thinking about this last night too. Mike Johnson could say, you know what? I'm leaving. I've been called to preach in my state. And I'm listening to God for that. Because, you know, MTG is coming out. Now she wants to kick somebody else off. Now she wants to kick him off. Gallagher. Gallagher said that he's leaving. But she wants him.
She should be expelled.
Expelled now. She wants him expelled now.
He should be.
I'm like,
why wait till the 19th when you can't have an election for his district? Leave right now. If you want to leave, leave. Let your district have representation. If he leaves on the 19th, they have nobody.
Yeah, that's an important thing to understand. When he tendered his notice,
he did it on purpose.
He did it on purpose so that his seat won't be filled. Where if he left today, his seat's filled. The other funny thing, he was the dude that sponsored the TikTok bill, and he's going to go work for an AI company.
You know, the other thing I wanted to bring up, because I thought about this over the weekend too. We say that these are rhinos that are leaving Congress. Don't forget the deep state.
Right.
Don't forget the videotapes. These people, they catch you in something. They don't get rid of you right away. Right. They put that tape in the bank.
Yep.
I think that's why I know that there's going to be a Democrat majority in the House before the election, because the deep state's going to make sure of it.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's going to be wild.
And Senate Murkowski is going to leave, and Senator Thune is going to leave if he doesn't get elected speaker or majority leader. Mm-hmm. And there's others out there that are terrible and probably down in the Senate shower room. You know, it's going to happen.
Gonna
be ready.
Here's what's going to be wild, too. We've heard 3 years how election deniers, rah, 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 right? Most secure election ever. How are normal people going to react when Democrats don't certify the election?
I was thinking of that too.
Because of Russian interference. I mean, for 3 years, these people on the left believed Russia gave Donald Trump the election, even though there's no evidence, there was no whatever. And what's going to happen after it's been drilled so hard into them, you know, election deniers and the big lie and all that, all of a sudden it's going to be January and we're going to be sitting there and they're not going to certify the election.
Which he probably wins by millions.
Right.
You know, and the thing is, I don't know how all of this is going to end because it's a big, giant thing. It's not just elections. Yeah. It's so much other stuff. But think how much, ladies and gentlemen, that you and us have learned in the last year.
Right.
Just think of everything that we've known now that we did not know a year ago, or make it 3 years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. But look how quickly this house of cards is coming down. I don't trust any Republican. And that shouldn't be that way. We have got a fraudulent representative body in Congress. And I think we have a fraudulent, corrupt judiciary. And you can see what the DOJ is and the intelligence community, everything, the whole shoot match. I sound like a leftist from the 60s.
Isn't that wild, too?
Yeah.
The conservatives are anti-government, anti-war, all this stuff. And now the lefties are like, let's go blow somebody up. And the government's great.
And I sound like Abby Hoffman or some anti-war.
Right.
It's amazing the way that happens.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, I still go back to what the Supreme Court did. And actually, who was it? I think Newt said something about it too, or somebody else said something about it, how the Supreme Court gave the roadmap of how to stop Donald Trump with that decision.
Oh, if they get the House majority, Trump might not even be on the ballot because they'll pass that whatever insurrection legislation Jamie Raskin's talking about.
That guy is such a clown.
Do you think that they would take him off the ballot or just not certifying?
I think the first thing they would try to do if they have the legislation teed up is they would try to pass legislation. And I haven't been able to find a copy or read it that would federally remove President Trump from the ballot. I think they'll try it. I don't know if it'll pass because I can't imagine. I mean, step one is they get control of the House. And then step two is they already said they have this legislation ready to go. So,
yeah, but even with that, you'll probably see. I don't know how that would do with mail-in ballots, but there would be a whole lot of write-ins. So it's, I mean, you really can't stop. I mean, you'll probably be the first write-in president.
No, what they're proposing is they're proposing that he be disqualified from running for president because of the insurrection. Okay. And so the Supreme Court gave indications that would have to be done federally. So it's probably some sort of legislation that declares January 6th an insurrection. And Donald Trump was the leader of the insurrection and therefore he's disqualified. I mean, it'll have different language than that.
But I think it would have to have an element of the court, don't you think? Wouldn't he have to be convicted of being an insurrectionist? Who gets to say he's an insurrectionist?
But here'll be the thing is that the House, like they can pass whatever legislation they want. Let's say they get control of the House by April, May, which is kind of what we're projecting. And then all of a sudden they pass this legislation. Let's say it has a hearing component, which will just be a dog and pony show. You know, the House and Senate. I mean, they tried to impeach him twice over it, you know, over different things. So they'll pass those and then it would go to judicial review. So, I mean, you could be seeing leading up to the election that, and like I say, step one is they'd have to get the House and Senate and you'd have to have all That's the easy. Democrats sign off on it. And I got to believe there's some Democrats out there saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. If we pass a law disqualifying our political opponent, like this is going to be bad.
I want George Santos for Attorney General.
Right.
He's already saying that he's going to run independent. He's going to run independent. He's not going to run Republican next time.
I think the Republicans have pretty much shot their load this year. I think they fired that cannon, man. They lit it up.
They lit it up.
Yeah, they shot their load. People wouldn't have went there if you didn't go there.
Everybody went there.
Oh well, poor choice of words, I guess.
If they didn't,
Lindsey Graham again.
I'll tell you, they've blown it. Let's put it that way. They've uncovered who they are. I mean, when you look at what happened with the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that used to fund the Republican Party, the Club for Growth, and all that stuff. They used to fund it. Now tax documents show that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation has turned to Soros-funded groups and Democrats to keep dwindling operations alive. That's your Republican Party right there, folks.
Wow.
Liz Cheney came out yesterday and said that Republicans cannot be allowed to have a majority. She's actively campaigning against all Republicans. It's fallen apart.
Yeah, Republican Party is dead.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that we've been pushing anyway. But I still think that I don't think that we outnumber Republicans. I really don't. As a country, maybe, but not as Republicans. I was watching something that one of your guys, Hutch, Last Refuge put out something yesterday about black voters, how a significant amount of black voters aren't going to vote in the 2024 election. This poll shows about 40%. I've been saying but this doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. This has everything to do with the Republican Party. If they vote, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. If they're going to vote for president, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. And then you're going to turn around and walk away.
You're probably right.
They're not going to vote for any Republican.
That's why I don't like that kind of support, man. That's why you see a lot of people, they remind me of Trump groupies. They come out and they love President Trump, but every other Republican is a piece of trash.
Right.
But that's a groupie.
It is, but Republicans aren't doing anything.
No, you're right about that too.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw that, I was like, well, that makes sense. They believe Trump, for some reason, is civics, I guess. And it's not just black voters. There's a lot of voters out there that believe Trump in office can get stuff done.
I heard a lady come out and drop a truth bomb. She's a Trump supporter. And she said, Trump did not win the presidency in 2015, 2016 by getting the black vote. Trump doesn't need us. Trump doesn't need us at all. Yes, he came out on the stage. He cares about us.
I believe
that. He mentioned us every time he had a rally.
Yep.
And that stuck with her.
Yep.
And did they put that frickin' GOP office in Chicago yet?
Nope.
No, you're not going to get anything then. If you don't be MAGA, you're not MAGA.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we'll live long enough to see a transformation of this right versus left paradigm where we realize it's working class, average, everyday Americans versus the elites in the government. And any working class person can look at the policies of the traditional Republican Party or the Democrat Party and say those policies are just going to make your life worse.
Yeah, don't worry about the Republicans. Forget the Republicans. We'll get the independents and the people in this, the people that make this country move. I don't care what you used to be, because this, like Jason said, this is changing.
Right.
It's changing right in front of our eyes.
People are going to realize, like, the elites are destroying the country to enrich themselves. Republicans and Democrats get paid off by different people, But that was what Trump is. That will be his legacy, is that he will wake people up to what's happening.
People are tired of the Mitch McConnells and the John Thunes and all these people. They're not. Ronna McDaniel, are you kidding me? She takes a job like that. Where else? She took a job because she did good in Michigan for Trump. Everything else after that, she lost. Everything. Didn't win anything. Total failure. That's the Republican Party's caricature, her and her Uncle Mitt.
Right.
And they're dead. They're out. If you're still supporting them, I have no use for you because you're not going to help us.
If you look back in history, I mean, people like to compare us to the Roman Empire, but there were several times in the Roman Empire where it was essentially the working class rising up against the elites who just kept screwing them over for decades. And I mean, what these elites and our political class is allowed to happen to American citizens, $34 trillion in debt, civil liberties are trampled upon.
We've no manufacturing, no blue collar jobs.
Yeah. How many people are reliant on the government so much so that they can't think they can do it themselves? Like we pass a bill in Minnesota where we feed breakfast and lunch to kids in school and people act like that's good. It's like you've created a generation that isn't even capable of feeding your kid lunch.
Yep, that's true.
And you need the government to do that. You know, or when you talk about pro-life and they're like, oh, well, what kind of free stuff are you going to give the kids? No, the parent. Like, you should be the one to feed your kids and take care of your kid. Not me, not the government, not somebody else. It's
that Congressman Tim Burchett. When's the last time you saw a white guy and a black guy up on a roof? It doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
You know, and those guys, you know why they love that? Wow. Because when they fall off the roof, whatever, get another one.
Right.
And by the way, the taxpayers will pay his recovery fees. It's sickening, man. And the Republicans did that. With the Democrats. I'm not blaming it all on them, but they're frauds and their time is up.
Well, and the Republicans like the cheap labor. Mm-hmm. The Democrats like the voters.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but now the Democrats own them.
Right.
That's true.
But, now I know that I missed a couple of stories right now. What are y'all looking at other than what a couple of things that we've talked about already? What are y'all looking at right now?
I was looking at Boeing and the situation the that's going on there. Not so much the CEO, that's part of it. But I never bought the idea that DEI was to blame for a catastrophe a day for 2 weeks with the same model airplane. To me, that looks suspicious. Right. And I started looking into it a little bit. And guess who has a knockoff Boeing 737 for much less the price?
China.
Yeah. And it is in the pipeline, in the regulatory pipeline right now onto whether or not it can be acceptable for airline travel in this country. Wow. Imagine that.
That's wild. I got to say, though, I think the boomer retirement and DEI are both going to have catastrophic effects on much of the infrastructure of the company. And it's funny because I worked in corporate America and we're actually working on a DEI piece. And whatever you focus on is the result you're going to get. And people have to understand that. So whatever, if you talk about good sales, if you're a retailer, if you talk about efficient operations or whatever you talk about, whatever you reward, whatever you have seminars on, that's what your organization delivers. When they infused DEI in the last 10, 15 years, it went from kind of a side note to a pretty important thing for them. And that's trickled down to everything where you don't realize how caustic it is. You know, you go to the annual awards meeting, people get an award for DEI. And then that impresses upon people, DEI is a big thing. And suddenly, you know, these... instead of focusing on, and people look at like, oh, that top CEO, they're the one. No, it's the middle management.
It's the freaking human resources.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're just drilling into these people that this is an important metric. And so the companies are focused on doing that. And because that metric's so important, they've lost the focus on Boeing should be making safe planes. Like, that should, they should be celebrating their safety and their quality and their inspections. And you only have so much bandwidth as a company, you know. And but I guarantee if you look at their performance appraisals, DEI's on there. And
I'll tell you, weighted. And you can thank Barack Obama, because that guy's a genius, or whoever was running him was right. A genius, because he did that 12, 15 years ago in every government agency in the United States government. DEI right. is in every one of them, and it's in all those meetings you were talking about. It's on every PowerPoint presentation, and they bash Christianity and the family and everything else. I've been in some of them years ago, but that's this is a long-term fundamental transformation of the country. You're absolutely right.
And they play into your emotions kind of like the leftists do, where there was a time where there was a lot of racism in America, and that impacted hiring decisions. And I don't, I mean, I think that's a factual statement. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think now, at least 15, 20 years ago, I don't think that played as big a part. I think a lot of that had been tamped out, and the economy was doing good. So you just wanted the best performer. But now you're spending so much time. We just hired a new partner on the Tribune, and he came from a big finance company, and he would talk about, we had more DEI meetings than we had about driving investor returns.
And but you know what? You know what, too? You know who's in charge of these DEI meetings? White people.
Yeah, white people right. from human relations. Yeah.
You know? I mean, because most of these companies out here, well, and I got fired in a company in North Carolina because I had a question about the management. I got out of the military. They hired me because I was in the military. I came with credentials. I came with, they didn't hire me because I was black. But I figured, because the company was growing and a group of us that had been there as temps and had been brought on as permanent, were given supervisory roles in the telemarketing, whatever it was called. And I was just worried myself. You know how those supervisors come out? Yeah, my door is always open. If you have a question, you know, come on.
No, okay.
It's not. No, it's not. It's not really. Hey, Wayne, how you doing? Okay, Listen, can I be frank? Yeah, sure. Why isn't any people of color in the management? I don't know. And I wasn't asking because it's their company. But if you're bringing on a whole lot of people, sooner or later, somebody's going to ask a question. They're going to ask a question, or they're going to cause some issues from you from the bottom. Like, it's racism in this country and stuff. Yeah, I guess I was trying to look out for the company myself because they gave me the opportunity. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it was, I think I did that on a Monday afternoon. And on Thursday afternoon, they took me to the conference room. Said, so I hear you're not happy here. No, I am. I'm happy. No, but it doesn't seem like you're happy. And seemed like we're going to have to part company. I hate that part company. I never forgot that. His name is Bob Wolf. I don't know where he is right now. I know he's in North Carolina, but seemed like we're going to have to part company. And we got a severance package here, and we'll give you a computer, and we'll give you a couple days to read it over. It was Thursday afternoon, y'all, at 5 o'clock.
And Wayne never did that again.
Not again. You don't.
I had a command sergeant major in my unit. They came out with that speech and said, I got an open window policy. Come on up.
Right.
All right. Nope. Never use the open door policy if you don't have to. That, I mean, they make themselves sound good saying it. It's not real. It is not real. If you value your job, keep your mouth shut, keep your head low, and if you don't like it, leave. Go find someplace else.
Yeah, don't That's be a slave. America. Don't be a slave to something you hate.
Well, exactly. And actually, what's funny, kind of where we're going with it, is how stupid the corporate culture is, and how we train people from a young age that you just need to be a cog in the wheel. We don't teach entrepreneurship. We don't teach people to go do your own thing. Everybody thinks they need to go get a job for a company, not like, hey, I need to go learn a skill, maybe do my own thing, or any of those things. And it's remarkable. If you think of all these young people, they think, oh, I got my degree. They're producing no value to the company. They didn't focus on that. They just, okay, I got my checkbox. Now somebody's going to give me a paycheck. And it's
they teach them to chase grants.
Right.
And stuff like that, and free money. I don't know if you remember, I'll go back to Columbus, Ohio. We were standing outside, and Wayne had like the first iPad there ever was. and he was doing something with it. And these protesters were there. And this white lady came up. You know that when they get the white stuff on the corner?
Yeah.
I hate that. She had that, right? That stuff. I'm like, oh, damn, go wash your face. But she's bitching because she can't get a job after 4 years of college. And I said, well, what did you study? And it was some ridiculous answer. Yeah. It's like, no wonder you don't make any money. Nobody wants that.
You go be a truck driver. You could go be a plumber. You could go be, you know, you could work in the farm. You could do, but
$100,000 or $200,000 for tuition. Think of the van and the tools you could buy with that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could start yourself right off. You could have enough buffer money to keep yourself afloat for a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have enough,
that.
Yeah. To go down to Home Depot and pick up two and three.
But I mean, if you ever introduce that concept,
buy a couple lawnmowers, it's weed whackers,
right? Well, I mean, seriously, if you introduce the concept to young people where you could work for yourself, you could be self-employed, you could not. And it was funny. I've told a story before. My dad worked for a company for 47 years. 47 years. He got let go at the end of last year.
Yeah.
47 years, the week of Christmas, they bring him in and say, here's your walking papers.
See, that's what they do.
I'll tell you, you want to make some money in this, guess is going to suck to say this. You want to make some money in this country? Go learn Mexican, go learn Spanish and Mandarin Chinese. Yeah. Go learn those, or even Arabic, because we're going to need some interpreters real soon.
Oh my God. I was going to text this to you guys, and then I got distracted. There was an ad in a town next to me that there's a dude who is teaching Arabic lessons.
Sure.
Like, hey,
they'll make some money too. They'll make some money.
Right. Yeah. No, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
You know, you were talking about DEI earlier before we go. You know what? Remember I said at the beginning of the show, these people in the intelligence community just aren't that good anymore.
Right.
You know why? Because they're passing memos around saying, don't use the word jihadist. It might upset the Muslims. Don't use gender identity. You know, we have to be worried about all this stuff. These people they're ruining everything. There's right. CIA recruiters out there looking for homos.
Well, yeah. I mean, our intelligence community is filled with DEI hires too. So when you look at how less effective some of this stuff is, you know.
I mean, I ain't playing the rules, man. I mean, I grew up the way I grew up.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't call them gay. I call them
everybody. Homosexual. Everybody wants to bow out and give the knee to these people. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it, man.
Yeah,
I ain't never met an African American.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Well, no, I have. They're white.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
They're white, or they're in New York driving taxi cabs.
And only reason Elon Musk gets away with it. Because his country has the word African in it, not his continent.
Right. See, you know, I learned African American, so it's just ingrained in me when I make a ref. Because if you say black people, they'd be like, you're right.
Ingrained in me.
Nobody's ever called me a racist for saying black.
Oh.
And if they do, I don't care.
Sammy.
Oh, yeah, I'm a racist. That's right. Yeah, that's me, man. You got me.
Sammy did.
I ain't heard from him since. He kind of went away after that. I'm surprised he didn't get locked up. I bet he was a Fed.
That's another thing that I want to talk about, too, is our friend Gretchen that works with the veterans.
Yeah, Gretchen Smith.
Yeah, she over the weekend, and if y'all have a chance, follow her veterans Code of Vets on Twitter. But over the weekend, she got to a place of all of everything that started piling up. She got to a place where she's like, "I'm tired. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these influencers with everything that's going on in this country and everything that's going on at our borders."
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And the situation that's happening with our vets. You got these super influencers and whatnot fighting over money, fighting over clicks, fighting over what you call it. And they ain't trying to help nobody these days. Nobody except for themselves. You know,
we saw that early on.
Yeah, we did. You know, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, why don't other people see it when we see it?
They see it. They're just counting their money.
You know?
It's a shame.
And I told her, I was like, listen, I've been where you are a couple years ago. You know, I mean, I understand where you at. You know, I'm not saying leave, because a whole lot of people, even though I threw the thing out, like, about our show. You might not think you reach a whole lot of people, but you reach a whole lot of people. They just don't come out and say anything. They just don't, you know, bang on your door and say, you know, I believe what you believe and thank you for, they won't even tweet you. They won't post what you post, but if you see them in person, I love everything that you do. I'm there with you. I'm there with you, you know? But yeah, she then she apologized the next day. She was like, "Yeah, I'm tired." I said, "You ain't got to apologize nobody for nothing."
That's the way I felt after that weekend, man. I was like, yeah. I got to do something else. I'm glad baseball's getting ready to start.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, I've discovered this great book series, and it's set in the future, and the military was set separate from the government. But they had Article 19 so that when the government became corrupt, the military would just overthrow the whole government, and then they would just hold new elections for all the people and just say, everybody that was in the former government's just arrested. You're all corrupt. So yeah. I'm just kind of enjoying that.
Be nice if the government, if the military wasn't corrupt.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, and like they set up this society in the book series where the military was completely separate. All we do is go kill people and keep people safe. And then when the government reaches a certain degree of corruption, we declare Article 19, we go overthrow it. We facilitate the normal citizens having new elections and installing a new government. I'm like, oh, that would be so nice. Like, yeah, can you imagine a government that served the American
Mark people? Milley wrecked that.
Right.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the worst days of my life. When he did that, when he came out, the two things, when he came out in D.C. and when he came out about that book, when that book came out about China, that blew me away. I freaking couldn't stomach that.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
When he first said about when he stood next to the commander in chief and he said it was a photo op he should have never done. And okay. Then he came out a couple days later. Somebody found his book and there was excerpts in there of him saying he would contact his counterpart in the People's Liberation Army in China and let them know, give them a heads up.
Okay,
an attack. I mean, he shouldn't have lived 2 weeks longer than that.
Yeah, how's he still walking around a free man?
And we call ourselves a country? I mean, we let the Mexicans storm our military and nothing happens? That's like a week ago. Nothing happened. They stormed them. They went right through them, ran through them like...
You know, and what? It's funny because people pretend that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And like we've talked about it with Biden, people around the world see that. And Americans and your media, they can tell you people don't see that and aren't just laughing at us. I mean, these countries that are keeping people out, they're sneaking Haitians in now. Haiti is a debacle. Nobody should be coming in from Haiti. But if you look, they're sneaking them in, the Biden administration, other refugees. Not saying they're not. Of course, if we had a honest media, they'd say, what about all those millions the Clinton Foundation had in Haiti? But that's whole separate.
And no matter what the media says or the government says, Putin knows who shot up Moscow.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So keep pretending.
Before we go, Newsmax. Newsmax has been coming out lately with their disclaimer about the 2020 election and how it was legitimate. They're kind of correcting Donald Trump while Donald Trump is doing his speeches. Well, the Washington Post, and I know what y'all think about the Washington Post, but let me finish. The Washington Post on Tuesday revealed that a Qatari royal, Sheikh Sultan bin Hassim Al Thani, invested $50 million into the hard right cable news channel Newsmax, which eventually led the staff being told by management to soften coverage of Qatar. Quote, we are not allowed to criticize Qatar, a Newsmax employee told the Post. We were told very clearly from the top down, no touching this.
And what now, is Qatar? Qatar is the headquarters for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
It's also the banking center for the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm.
For dark ops.
Now, when people say, well, you know, it's the Washington Post. Hold on. Newsmax and Heritage Advisors confirmed the investment after being presented with documents detailing the transaction, which show that the Sultan subsequently transferred his stake to a Cayman Islands-based corporate structure. The $50 million investment represents a significant minority stake in Newsmax, a privately held media.
$50 million pieces of silver. Well, that's a lot of silver.
Look, Newsmax is estimated to be worth $100 and $200 million, according to S&P. They were just getting $50 million by Saudi. So now Saudi owns a piece of Newsmax.
I'm sure that won't affect their reporting at all.
Oh, no. Maybe the intro music. Newsmax.
It's been a while since Hutch has played that. I
I'm not biting. I gotta save that for special occasions. You know, Politico had an article in 2015 about Newsmax pledged $1 million to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, ready.
Remember that?
Yeah, ready. Yeah. Yeah. Politico has also come out and said that the money that was passed in this bill was spent months ago. It's too late. So, yeah.
I heard that the Pentagon spent their money before it was even passed in the omnibus.
Yep.
It's out of control.
That's how the government is doing. We got to get ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Tomorrow is our hump day. Tomorrow is Wednesday. If you have any questions. Oh, you know what? Oh, my God. Hold on.
Hey, guys. Great show, Wayne. Hutch, JR, love listening to you guys every single day. This is Paul over at Split Rock Coffee, and I'm just reading an update that I thought might be interesting for some Monday morning chat, talking about the solar winds coming up and the fact that the G4 has issued a severe geomagnetic storm impact, talking about possible widespread voltage control problems, and some protective systems will mistakenly trip out of key assets from the grid. Interesting. Just thought I'd bring up the topic. Love to hear what you guys got to say about it. Thank you for all your support for SplitRockCoffee.com and our disabled veterans and veterans around the world and patriots. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
I can take that a little bit. That's perfectly natural what he's talking about. That's not government interference or anything like that. As a ham radio operator, we are looking forward for this event. I mean, this is something that happens in cycles.
Yep.
And this is, we're due for a big one. And it hasn't happened. It's happened before in our country. I forget what year it was, but there was a solar geomagnetic storm that caught power lines on fire and everything. Yep. It's a powerful force, folks.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's an eclipse coming in the next couple of weeks, too, from what I hear.
Yeah, there's a lot of wild speculation about that, too.
Yeah. Last thoughts, go.
All right. I'm just going to... we do not dispense financial advice on the Wayne DePree Show, but I'm going to say that Trump Technology went public today. The market ticker is DJT, $70 a share. If you've never done investing, it's not, you know what? You've spent $70 worth. Buy your share of Trump Media and Technology Group. And it's funny, it's gone up like 40% today. And they're saying Trump's net value went to like $6.6 billion.
Yeah, it's enough to make you chuckle.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, you can't get it on Cash App. You can't see it on Cash App. But I've also been reading there's going to be a whole lot of short selling on that, too. There are going to be a lot of people to get in and get out. So
let's see. I wouldn't put my life savings in it, but
yeah.
There's worse things than owning a share of the Trump stock.
Yeah. I was looking on Cash App, but they wouldn't put it on
it. Trump wine tool.
Right? That didn't work out so well, but hey, he took a shot.
There you go.
Giddy up.
Thank you to one of my listeners. The Biden administration declined to veto a United Nations Security Council resolution on Monday that aims to limit Israel's ability to win its war against Hamas. Washington's action is short-sighted and counterproductive, and I think it's the first time the United States government ever turned its back on Israel.
More to that coming.
Buckle up.
Yeah, because Netanyahu...
He was pissed.
He canceled his delegation to Washington.
Sure did. Sure did. And China, and then China came out and said that they agreed after the shooting, after that incident in Moscow. Then China came out and said, never mind. We agree with the thing. So we'll see where that goes. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.